In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, entitled Becoming, Parts 1 and 2, we learn that at the very least, murder is grounds for expulsion. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tavia.
And I'm James.
And this is...
What the Hell Mouth.
We did it, guys. 34 episodes.
Ooh, ooh.
What the fuck was that?
That's me excitement. Oh, no, it's happening again, guys. Oh, yes, they've left, and it's my only episode, just like last one. The reception was fantastic. It is not. Because I was exhausted by 25 minutes in. I was, too.
I just had to listen.
3, 2, 1. Mwah. Oh, see? We all kissed.
I just pictured a little clitoris.
Hey, guys.
Fans, that was me pressing a soft kiss to your clitori.
And hey, guys, if you have earbuds, push that on your clitoris, just like on that Howard Stern movie.
Hold on. Okay, put it on your clitoris. Ready?
So, guys.
Ooh, now if you have a penis, put it on your penis. There we go.
Oh, and what about your bee hole?
Oh, wait, hold on. Put it on there.
You want to know what? Put it on your kitten right now, like an actual cat.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello,
good job.
Man.
You're so cute.
Hello.
Oh, I'm petting you.
Are you a baby?
I want to just pinch those cheeks of yours.
Our cat has a stupid-ass haircut.
My nigga got the dumbest haircut. Draco has like a... What did you say about my son?
I said, I know. You showed me.
Get your ass up. Come on. Don't talk about him like that. No. He has like an inverse turtleneck. It looks like he went and like if he had a superpower, he just went... And then sucked all of his hair in.
That'd be an odd superpower.
It's crazy because that ugly ass haircut was $70. Like, I cannot get over
it. And Luna was just beating the shit out of him. Like, she was like, I do not recognize this man.
And I specifically, when I went, so it's me and Issa, we take the cats to go get groomed. And I'm like, the last time we got him a cut, it was too low. And so...
His tail was really bad. Yeah. They took all of the hair off his tail and Luna thought it was a toy. So she kept batting at it.
Yeah, she'd jump on it and bat at it and all that. So I'm like, please don't do that this time. I thought she understood. Issa thought she understood. This bitch probably thought she understood.
She did understand. His tail looks fantastic. However, to compensate for the hair she left on his tail, she took everything else from him, but gave him... thigh boots on all of his feet.
Not on all of them. Issa was like, so those two in the front look like boots, but they're not totally the same length. And then the one in the back is a gym shoe and the other one's like a high heel.
Flat.
And I was like, damn, Issa. And she was like, he doesn't look so good.
His front boots look like, so there's a point during Beyonce's set in Coachella when her and the other two members of Destiny's Child are performing. And one of her boots slips down, and that's what Draco looks like. He looks like he has on like those boots that are like from like ankle to thigh. They're just fabric, and the fabric slid down some. And he's like, I'm out, so it's no time to fix it.
It looks like a child who wants to either go into veterinarian stuff or fashion took a cat and did something with it.
And it's like, I feel so bad because like we were laughing. And I think that Draco like understands that like we were like laughing at him, and then he like went and got in the crate and I felt so bad. Oh. He just went and sat in there like he was like, I'm ugly, don't look at me. I was like, you are ugly, but like I do still want to look at you. Now I can see that fat little belly and do like this, blah, 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 which he does not like.
I bat Frank's little pouch. He doesn't mind.
He just has all his titties out now that he has that cut. Just all six of them just out.
Nice. I always try and find Frank's.
All right. It was weird to say.
But, well, two of them you can constantly see, and I think that's weird.
Yeah. Draco's got two. I think, like, you can always see his bottom, too.
Yeah. Cats are weird, guys. Hey, if you have a cat and it has nipples showing, let us know. #catnip.
Steve has a cat. 20 pounds. Yeah. His name's Garfield.
Oh, God, I wish Frank were that big. He used to be.
I wish Draco were that big.
When we went to go adopt Draco, I had never, like, I don't have cat experiences. I only had dogs growing up and big dogs at that. So I'm not used to things at that size range. And then I went to go see, we went to go see kittens, and I walk in and the cats, like the full grown cats, are fucking huge. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I've seen chihuahuas that are smaller than this. Yeah. Like, holy fuck. I did not understand how big cats got. So the fact that Draco and Luna are I don't know if Draco counts as small for his age, but Luna definitely is undersized. I'm like,
Draco's probably a little big for his age.
Super okay with it though, because those are some big fucking cats. So I'm like, if you guys could just stay, if Luna could stay where she's at forever.
And Draco really was maybe the size of a cell phone when we got him. He was tiny. You could lift him up with one hand, and like, he was like tiny and sick. His fur was all over the place, and when he breathed, it was like.
He was very frazzled because he was sick when we got him.
When we'd shower, we'd have to take him in there and just sit him on the ledge of the shower. Oh. And he was smaller than like a shampoo bottle. And he would just sit in there. And then for like 2 hours, he could breathe again. And then like we'd have to go back in there and just like let it run while he was in there. And he'd just be in there with like a little bleary eyes, just like he had no idea what was going on. And then worms started crawling out of his asshole because he also had worms.
Gross.
Yeah. They were like, I mean, if they come out, you got to pull them out. And I was like, okay.
He must have been walking on the cement, no shoes on.
No, there was the shelter we got him from. Just at the time, they had a worm outbreak from one of the cats that had come in.
Ew. I used to have a cat named Jake. Only had him for a couple weeks. And he was so tiny that you could fit him in your pocket. And he had six paws on each. He was very inbred. And he died because his heart wasn't big enough.
Oh, that's very sad.
And I cried.
This is such a sad story, James.
And we buried him behind our shed. And like the day after we buried him, I was like, he doesn't even have a tombstone. So I went in the back and found this like a flat rock. And I chiseled Jake on it and then put it next to him.
Diego has a rose. In my grandma's backyard, we put him in the backyard, and then we put a rose over it and then buried the rose.
Actually, let's stop talking about this because then I hate
there's a
thinking,
funny story. Hold on, I can make one.
Okay.
So my grandma called my mom the next, like a couple like weeks after we put Diego in the backyard, and she called and she was like, Kim, I was looking outside where they buried Diego and a beautiful flower grew. And my mom called and she was like, your grandmother said a flower like bloomed where Diego was. We were like, Ma, Grandma saw us put that flower back there. My mom was like, oh, why would she do that? And we were like, why would she do that?
Guys, let's get into the episode we watched today.
The two-part season finale of season two. Hold on. Let's just get there. James, Anissa, now that we're 34 episodes in, what are your thoughts? You haven't seen a lot of these episodes, Anissa, so I'd like to know. You missed a really good one. I only have eyes for you, a peak episode. But go on.
Also,
of what you've seen, yeah, Go Fish wasn't that great.
Yes,
go on.
Holy fuck, it was good. Anissa.
Right, so what are your thoughts, guys?
You know, I find Buffy, when it's on, entertaining. Like, I don't think my stance has really changed. I'm not like a huge Buffy fan. I think that it's an interesting show when it's on and like it's engaging and I'll watch it. I think that there's a lot of fuckery that ensues. And then like I have to go back sometimes and be like, right, but they're all teenagers. And fuckery just ensues when you're a teenager. That's what happens. But some of the adults, they have no excuse. Giles, Joyce, Principal Schneider, like, what the fuck?
Joyce, Jice.
Who the fuck is Joyce? T-shirt idea, baby.
I mean, I guess. That would, like, if you gave me four T-shirt options for What the Hell Mouth and who the fuck is Joyce was one of them, I would immediately push that idea off the table.
Could we even do Daddy Got Me Pre coming?
Think so. Like, yeah. I mean, unless we like trademarked and copyrighted, and then I think we'd have a very big lawsuit on our hands, and we wouldn't win because I think Black Rain Media has a lot more money than we do.
We should see if we can license that term from them.
Do you think we could ask?
Yeah.
Would that just be a one-time payment?
Yeah, or either that, or they would get whenever we print up shirts, and if they do sell, we would give them a cut. Okay. But it would probably be a one-time payment.
Yeah, I wonder if we should wait until we get more popular.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't have money right now to be offering.
No, hey, things are getting bleeped.
What are your thoughts on the series so far?
Okay, guys, I've said not liking it. This is a roller coaster that I might need to just wait until the end to finally make a decision. The end of season 6, I mean, I'll make my decision. Because I know you hate season 7.
Agreed.
So if I were to judge it by the end of season 7, you would be mad.
No, I mean, as much as season 7 sucks, you know that thing that people always put where they're like, they show like a beautifully drawn the back of a horse, and then like there's that part of the horse that's like, it's really well done, but it's not as beautiful. And then like season 7 is definitely the horse that's like a stick figure.
Yeah.
Except the legs are broken.
Uh-oh, gotta put him down.
Aw, how do we get back here?
I love these last 3 episodes. They're flawless episodes.
Last 4?
I mean, last... Four. I don't remember the...
You don't remember I Only Have Eyes for You?
Which one? Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's the one with the...
What was the one before
Hawkins?
That? Hawkins. God, he would not stop doing that. Oh, my God. He wouldn't stop singing that song.
I love that song.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Sadie Hawkins dance.
Jesus Christ.
In my khaki pants. There's nothing better.
Do you like my sweater?
Y'all got a gun.
Yeah, Evwe's established.
Evwe says.
Frank was doing a shootout last episode.
What episode was before I Only Have Eyes for You?
It doesn't matter. Let's get to more notes or trivia.
My first note is, what if they didn't even have sex? She just sucked his dick. Like, it was such good top that he was like, oh, there goes my soul.
Check, please, is what I would say on that.
I thought it was, like, cool to see, because, like, we knew that Darla was Angel's
sire.
Thank you. I was like, it's not creator, but that's the only word I could think of. But it was cool to see them in their like Regency era, I guess, like ball gown.
Yeah.
And her all dolled up as like a lady of
the night,
ill repute, but actually of the night. And how like she convinced Angel to turn. But the continuity that I really liked was Darla telling Angel to close his eyes and then she turns him into a vampire. And then at the very end of the 2 episodes, Buffy telling Angel to close his eyes and she stabs him to stop essentially the apocalypse. So that was really good. Like, I really liked how they connected those two.
Can I say one quick thing on the super good top? As the kids are saying these days.
The sloppy. The sloppiest of top.
Just think of SMG. Or let's just go Buffy. The face acting looking up at you doing that.
Oh, she has those big eyes.
Yeah.
Would definitely nut on her face.
Yeah.
Just because of the facial expressions.
She's never going to do this podcast now.
Absolutely not. I really appreciate the parallel of the first episode of this season. And when she was bad, when Angel's like, you know, essentially they're like, you can't do this alone. And she's like, I don't need your help. I can do it myself. She goes to the Bronze. And then, of course, the trap is that they needed to get into the library to kidnap everyone. This is another episode where they're like, you can't do it by yourself. And she's learned nothing, essentially, in 22 episodes. And she says, no, I can do it by myself. She goes to the graveyard to fight Angel. And then, of course, the trap is that they need to go to the library to get Giles. R.I.P. my like, nigga Kendra.
Damn.
The vampire slayer.
When Angel was like, and she falls for it every time.
That was such a good, not monologue, but like that bit would have been a lot better if somebody other than David Boreanaz had done it.
Yeah, his delivery was shit. But like it was actually like very true. I think that one thing that they're good at, the vampires, they point out very casually the personality flaws that are quote unquote heroes have and like very obviously use it against them. And I think that our heroes, like you said, haven't learned anything. They haven't learned anything from the beginning to the end of the season, from the first season. Well, some of them have.
Cordelia, I don't know if it's like, our heroes. I think it was Buffy. Like this was Buffy. It was her fault.
Kendra wouldn't have died if it weren't for her.
Kendra dying.
And she probably still would have because she black and you know the niggas got to die. But still, she would have just like choked on some popcorn at the end of it when they were like, like at the end, the world gets saved. And Kendra's like, hand me some popcorn. And then she eats a piece and she's like, and they're like, Kendra, no. And then she dies.
Or it would be this where they make a big deal. They're showing her off at the airport. Then in season 3, episode 1, they open up a newspaper and it says, a plane crash going to this place. And we're like, oh, do we get a new Slayer?
Let's just watch the show.
Uh-oh, guys. Also, Spike on that scene with Buffy and him forging the alliance and the police officer. I get Spike now, why you love him so much.
Right?
That scene was fucking amazing.
And I also love the idea of him being like, vampires are big talkers, but we don't actually want to end the world. Like, there's a lot of good stuff in the world, like people to eat.
Yeah.
I thought that was just like a good side. I have a very, very, very working theory of the difference between Angel and Spike, but I would ruin the like series if I shared it now.
What I liked about Spike, because I find Spike, beginning Spike when we're first introduced to him, I found him very like corny.
Yeah.
And so now we're getting a little more like actual snarkiness and personality from him. So I find him more enjoyable. With that, though, my whole issue with all these like huge masters coming up is that they all want the apocalypse. They all want the end of the world. And all the vampires are like, hell yeah. And Spike is like, hold on. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there were no people. There's no like booze and cigarettes and all this, and probably not hair gel and in hell for, you know, him to enjoy. So I really like that he is the like self-preservationist out of all of the other vampires. And I was like, that has to be that Slytherin like connection. Because like self-preservation, I think, is something that is a common theme throughout Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's trying to save the world, but Buffy has no sense of self-preservation. None. So for her like vampiric counterpart to have it then is sort of interesting.
Throughout the episode, we are seeing flashbacks of Angel's life from when he's sired to essentially when he finds Buffy to now. And one of the things that we see is when he starts to drive Drusilla crazy. Drusilla's already kind of like mentally unstable because she has visions and her family is telling her like, hey, you're a demon. But I had a question. How often, we see a scene where she's like, oh, this is my first confession in 2 days. How often are you supposed to do confession?
So you have to think about location and the time. So when all of this is going on, this is in
1860s.
Yeah, yes. Like 18th century Europe, where Catholicism is very, very strong, very popular, very involved in what's going on in the day to day life. So people who were in the aristocracy, whose countries are still aligned with the Pope, are generally doing confession daily. They have set like a set time frame where they go to mass, they do confession, they do public works, things like that. People who weren't doing it daily were often considered, you know, people who weren't going to be accepted into heaven.
So how often do you do it now? Like the average Catholic now?
I guess
once a week. That would be my guess.
Is it like church? Like every Sunday you go confess? That sounds like a lot of work. Do you get like specific days, or does everyone come confess on Sunday at mass? Because it's like, that's a lot of work for the priest.
I think it's accepted that it's going to be different for individual Catholics, right? Because when I went to confession regularly for me was still once every 2 to 3 months I'd go to confession. Or if I felt particularly like that I needed penitence for something. I know Catholics that go still to this day to confession daily. I know people that do it, you know, for the big things around Christmas, around Easter, around
St. Valentine.
Well, not St. Valentine, but particularly Catholics in Latin America have saints' days, and their saint days. Well, I'm sure
like
that's
the one
universal.
You're named after?
Yeah, but I'm sure that's universal. But like mommy's Maria Guadalupe, so she's named after the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary Saint Day, I want to say, is December 12th. And so that would be a day where she would go and like, you know, pray and light a candle and do all those things.
That's the day my best friends died in a car crash.
I mean, maybe the Virgin Mary, you know, embraced them into her bosom and took them to heaven. I don't really know how that works.
Are you named after a saint?
I'm not. And I was supposed to pick up a saint name at my confirmation, but I haven't been confirmed. That's generally, if you're not like
you
mom
pick a boy?
Who's named as a, huh?
Can you pick a boy saint?
You can pick whoever you want. It's whatever saint that you connect with,
Saint
I think,
Paul.
The most.
Would you be Saint Paul?
No, I don't like Saul the Terrible. He's not a, I'm not a fan
that
of him.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
Peter.
I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of him either.
I don't know. Saint.
You know who my girl is.
Oh, Mary Magdalene. I don't think she was a saint, though. Was she a saint?
I think she was canonized.
Oh. I would be saint. I wouldn't, because I don't want to make a joke of Catholicism. Never mind.
But that was actually one of my notes, is that somebody in that time frame, because Angel eats the priest. He's sitting in the confessional. I don't know if people know what a confessional looks like, but it's essentially a box with a divider in the middle that has mesh so that the priest and the penitent person can speak to one another without it being a breach of identity, though generally your priest knew you.
Yeah.
But like it's to give that veneer of privacy so that you feel more compelled to tell the full truth.
Would you have sex in a confession box?
No.
I feel like I saw that on porn one time and I was like, oh, probably. God, go ahead, James.
It happened in Detroit Rock City, one of my favorite movies.
Oh.
Well,
I read it in fanfic.
It seems like
she was like getting fingered in the priest, like she's still doing her confessions. Or maybe I just thought of that. Maybe I just made that up.
There's totally either movies or porn.
If somebody paid
porn.
You $50,000 to have sex somewhere. In a confessional, Bob.
For $50,000, that would leave me at just debt free. So I always want to go a little higher.
$85,000.
So $85,000 is
while
I'm
confessing
good with
to the priest, and like you have to answer to God for it at the end of your life.
That would have to be a little more money.
Okay. $750,000, but I can't stress enough that at the end of your life, you have to answer to God for the fact that you were having sex in a confessional booth or box. Does it matter?
I don't think it's... I don't think they add like that at the end. I think it's just the confessional.
Okay.
Hey, and for me, I'd jack off in one if I can't find a Subway restroom.
Sure. James would be like, oh, this church looks fine.
It's nice and warm in here. I like all the candles. It sets the mood.
Hello there. I haven't heard your voice before because priests are Irish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. So that was my point is that.
Yeah. But would you have sex in a confessional for $750,000?
Yeah, I said yes.
I do it for $700,000.
And then like when God was like, hey, what happened?
I'd be like, you saw what happened. I was fucking poor. You had your chance.
Wait, is it illegal for me to be doing this?
You don't get caught.
Then, yeah, I'd probably do it for free.
Man, guys, I wouldn't do it. It'd be like $4 million, and I'd be like, I can't.
Actually,
I'm sorry.
It depends.
Can we have sex out back, please? I'll even lean over the dumpster. I'll put my head in the dumpster, please.
I do believe all churches are haunted, so it depends, especially older-looking churches. That I would not. If it's a new, you can clearly tell, made within the decade, I would. Anything before that, then you would have to start paying me.
Recently on Twitter, there was a picture of a girl. She's in a Catholic church. She's sitting on the altar and she's got her tits out. And it got taken off of Instagram. And this girl retweeted. This is Latin Twitter. So she's like, you know, this got pulled down. But on that behind that same altar, priests are over here fucking little boys. And they're not, you know, doing anything about it. And so it was an uproar. It showed up on like Latin news and shit like that. But I don't know. I don't feel particularly tied to the Catholic Church the way that I was before. So like, she's right, you know, like until there's something done about all these priests doing all these molestations, I don't really, the trappings of the church aren't important to me. I think it's like just my relationship with God that's important now. But at the beginning of the confession, there's a back and forth between the priest and the person who's doing the confessing. That's essentially like words of ritual, the like speak my child, things like that. And he did it wrong. So anybody who's going to confession daily is going to know whoever is on the other side of this divider is not a priest.
Except I would give her some leniency because she does think she's going crazy.
Yeah.
She's not in her right mind. So she might just be going with the punches.
Angel Lace Front was garbage.
Oh,
trash.
My God. It was so bad.
But then Buffy's Lace Front was garbage.
I
trash.
Think just
lace front
or wig,
the haircuts, the wigs, the eyebrows, the makeup. It was very lacking.
There is a scene in Becoming Part One where Willow is helping Buffy with her tests or whatever with studying. And when Buffy's like, I don't get it. Willow's like, well, if you're not going to take time to like study hard, don't waste my time. And it was another one of those things. Sometimes they give Willow scenes where it's like, we're supposed to think that like, she's some like I'm supposed to be like, oh, she's not mousy. She's like, you know, she's about her shit. But they always come, like they hit wrong. The scene where she's like, oh, well, he's still all you think about. There was enough that, well, Jenny didn't get shot. And then the one where, and then that one, it's like, she's been super focused on keeping everyone from dying. And you're mad that she's not studying. But again, like, you're just a normal bitch that she allowed into her life. And, you know, maybe she shouldn't have, but she did. And now you won't go the fuck away. And you're mad at her because she might fail her test. And then another question. If someone self-immolates, that's when you set yourself on fire, right?
Spontaneously combusts.
But self-immolating is when you set yourself on fire.
I think so.
Yes.
If someone self-immolates during an exam, does everyone get an A? Because it's good. Because what if they like, what if I've done four questions? And sure, we're 30 minutes in, so you should have done more than four questions. However, someone self-immolated, I would like an A.
What I love from that scene is everyone's run. Even Willow and Xander get up and they're like, what the fuck? And Buffy's like,
It's like, oh my God.
Here this nigga goes sending me messages through vampires and shit again.
Stinks now.
But also, like, what are those kids thinking?
Yeah. Or the teacher was like, excuse me?
Because she turned into dust.
Yeah.
Like,
and also just like, she did spontaneously combust. I would have been like, how does she do that?
What yeah, if, like I she never turned saw to her powder. Like, it's not like she burnt up and had a skeleton like you're supposed to when you burn up. So I would have had quite a few questions.
The library scene where they're going back and forth and Giles is like, well, ultimately what Jenny wanted was her last wish was for Angel to be cured. And Xander goes, oh, yeah, well, Jenny's dead. I put that shit should have got him punched in his face. I would have cocked back to Mississippi and knocked Xander the fuck out if I was Giles.
Xander, one of my notes, my Xander scenes are, he was in, between the two episodes, 11 scenes. And he was bad for one, but it was two. But it was surprising in how few scenes he was actually terrible. But when he was terrible, it was egregiously terrible.
Yeah, it was peak terrible in this episode.
Like, that particular scene when he turns to Buffy and he's like, you want to forget all about Miss Callender's murder just to get your boyfriend back? You've watched someone who you consider a friend and a crush struggle with the fact that somebody that she loved and gave her virginity to turned around, like lost his soul and became a bigger terror than what she's experienced with everyone else that's come from the Hellmouth. And then to throw that in her after that whole I told you so scene, like several
in passion,
Xander is still not getting it. Like, just because you're jealous doesn't mean that you get to throw that back in people's faces. And I think that it came full circle for him when he's telling Willow in her sick bed, essentially, that he loves her, and she wakes up and she starts calling for Oz. And I think that I'm hoping that from there we get fewer emotional attacks from Xander. Yeah. I'm sure he's still going to be like a sexist pig most of the time, but like, when he does do things that are egregious is generally because he doesn't read the emotional pain that he causes to his friends.
I don't know if that's the case so much as that he feels threatened by the idea of Angel coming back. I think all of the things that he said are always fueled by the fact that he still thinks, regardless of whether or not he does love Willow and he is with Cordelia, I think he thinks that ultimately there's a chance of him being with Buffy now that Angel is gone. Well, if yeah. we cure Angel, then my chances are slimmer.
It's all very, very selfish. I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm saying that from...
And I think that because he's a shit guy, he doesn't care that he hurts everyone else's feelings because he's, you know, like...
What about my dick?
Yeah. I think that where that gets cut off, one, now Angel is not in their life. So he's going to maybe feel a bigger sense of stability. But I think that really it was... Will is the person that he's known. For all that he is excited about having Cordelia, though he doesn't show it in the way that he talks to her, and like has this crush on Buffy and is like feeling included, Willow is his oldest friend. Willow is the person that knows him, you know, the best. And I think that really in that scene where he's telling her that he needs her and she's so important to him and that's his best friend. And then like the shock on his face when he's like, I love you. And it's like, oh, damn, you didn't know you felt like that, huh? And then Willow wakes up and she's like, Oz. And I was like, yes, fuck you, Xander. I think that might be his moment to realize whether he takes it or not. I don't know. And I don't think that he will because I think that he's stupid. But like, I think that that's his moment to realize like, damn, like I had my shot with Willow, wasted it. And now, you know, am I going to keep doing this with the other women around me?
Yeah,
probably.
That's a thought.
On that library scene, though, where do you guys fall? Are you team Kendra? Hey, Angel should be dead. Or team Buffy? Hey, let's try and save him.
I guess my thing is I don't see the harm in trying to save him, and if it doesn't work, let's kill him. Or like what she ended up having to do. He does end up being saved, but ultimately
it's too late.
The thing is open. He has to die now. But my thing is the whole, like, as long as he has a soul, he's not only he's not like a normal person. He's a good person that was helping you all.
Yeah.
Of course, now they're like, now we know the guidelines. We know he can't experience true happiness, but like that's very easy to navigate now that we know that.
Yeah, you just sack tap him once a day.
All right. I mean, I guess. Or you could just not touch his penis.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that might start to be his thing.
I have a note. My last note for part one says, Spike really just be at home doing heel toe while Angelus and Drew are hunting. He just walks the fuck around, which is weird because they have henchmen. The henchmen are never like,
you know, this nigga could walk.
Weren't you in a wheelchair? I had seen this nigga doing the moonwalk when y'all was out. And it's like, I had thought he was in a wheelchair. So I don't really, I did it with him.
Guys, Angel has been stalking Buffy since she were 14.
Since she were 14.
Yeah.
Which is concerning.
Yes.
In a way that, like, I already thought that he was too old. It was very creepy. But knowing that she was like a baby, made me a little sick.
The continuity of them being in a car that's like very poor. When he rolls the window down, Angel should have exploded.
Yes.
Or at least literally started burning. Squinting at the sun. He should have exploded.
I liked that Buffy was essentially the Cordelia of her old school. And I was like, oh, that's so
with much worse hair.
It was. Yeah, it was terrible. But it was actually very cute, I think, to me. And I was like, that explains all the miniskirts. Like, it explains why Buffy is not, because if she was a problematic arsonist and just a slayer, she would have been a little more reserved, a little more, what's the word that I'm looking for? Where she's not social. And this Buffy is actually very social, even goes on to tell Principal Schneider, like, it's clear that you've never had a date or you never had a date at all in high school. And I think it's just because Buffy was actually like a normal high schooler, which actually makes the fact that where she's at now a lot sadder.
Sorry. Yeah. My favorite line from the first part is when they bring the tomb in, Spike goes, it's a big rock. I can't wait to tell my friends they don't have a rock this big. And then my first note from part two is this is all Buffy's fault. Literally all her fault.
When
if she would just stop doing that, I could do it my fucking self shit.
When Kendra died, we see Buffy come up to her and then she starts going towards her head. And I thought she was going to be like, I can finally touch her hair. but then she
feels like Cheetos. In one of the flashbacks, when Whistler and Angel first meet, he says that he is also a cursed demon. And I want to understand if his curse is that he's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, that dude sucks.
He's so fucking annoying and also a bad actor. Fuck. Y'all couldn't find nobody. Call me. It was the year 1998. You could have called 3-year-old me and I would have done just as good a job. I just maybe wouldn't have read it as well.
I'm like, everybody has but demons.
It would have been like, good, just as good as the other guy.
And you're so much more less expensive. You know what I'm saying.
How does Buffy know he's a demon when she chokes him up? Does she just feel that? Because then it doesn't explain how she didn't feel Angel watching her in the first part.
I think she just made a dumb joke and she ended up being right. Because he goes, good guess.
And then I have a note that says, Xander said he loved Willow and the thought of getting that dick woke her out her coma.
Poor Willow.
She said, ooh, that dick. But Oz is.
Yeah.
Who like was super
them
late?
Setting the Buffy fuck was up he? To take that like L for Kendra's murder is probably one of the smartest maneuvers I've seen the vampires do so far.
I wish they would have shown someone doing that instead of like just leaving us to assume that that was something they did.
Yeah,
I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't. That's what like if they had shown us, I would have been like for sure. But now I'm just like maybe they did.
Like I thought it was them, but I think it's the principal. Mm. Whatever the principal is doing in conjunction with the mayor, they know who Buffy is. And
they
seem to be either like actively setting her up. I don't know if they know that she's the Slayer, but they know that she has something to do with all the supernatural shit that's going on in Sunnydale. And I don't know if they're like, this bitch is a problem and they're trying to get rid of her because they don't know that she's fighting it. Or if they've been corrupted by the forces of evil because they're on the Hellmouth. And that's why they're trying to stop her.
Guys, I'm going to be very honest. We will be taking from recording. You won't experience this break, but we're not going to be recording for like a month or so. I'm very upset that we can't keep watching this show because I want to know what happens with Snyder. I want to know who this Anna or Ann person is, which is the title of the first episode. And what happens to Buffy? She's traveling. Does she Dusk from Dawn type style go to this restaurant bar and then stab a couple vampires in the night?
I just have to recover. I'm sorry. I have to recover from my surgery. You know I don't want to go 2 months without watching Buffy, but what if my chest meat starts unraveling in your house because sweat gets into my stitches because it's hot?
Oh, we'll have that thanks to Two Grapes Kayla, that AC
we love you, Two Grapes
unit. Yeah.
At one point in the hospital, Willow has a bowl of red jello. And I was like, why did they just give her a bowl of ketchup?
Also, why would they give her a bowl of anything? She's in a fucking coma.
No, she's up by that point. She's telling them that she feels better. Joyce absolutely thought Buffy killed Kendra. But Not telling the police that she maybe thought that is the most ride or die thing she ever did. She did fuck it all away almost immediately after, but that moment was truly ROG.
Can't you just not be the slayer? What's going on?
Buffy maybe threw her a little too hard, though. Like, I guess she's frustrated, but you're still a slayer.
Yeah.
She still, like, but threw
Buffy's
her into a...
awareness of her slayer strength tends to come and go.
I did say she was throwing dishes like my mom did.
Yeah, like, oh, you know how mad she must have been when she realized she threw that shit and had to clean it up after Buffy left.
It Buffy also, was talking about, oh, I'm sorry.
It also had coffee in it.
I think it was like wine or something.
Oh,
yeah. Probably
oh
like
yeah,
a whiskey.
Because, yeah, yeah, she said, keep drinking, Mom. Have another.
Don't you fucking tell me to have another fucking drink.
It would have gotten so everywhere.
Joyce was talking about being the slayer, like parents talk about being gay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, was this on purpose? Like, have you thought about not being the slayer? Have you tried not being the slayer? Have you, you know, like
sure
any other options? And she's like, do you think I chose this? But it took Joyce literally years to realize that something weird was going on.
And monologue was sad.
Went on that monologue. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Tell Joyce like, that
she's been
a
watching
piece of
blood
shit.
Out of my clothes. You got blood off a shoulder of my shirt and what you thought it was my period, bitch. Bitch. It feels like there's maybe more paperwork than just saying you're expelled to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess when you've got the mayor on speed dial, because how many principals in the city do you think have the mayor's phone
Flutie
number?
Flutie probably didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flutie was the best.
Drusilla pretending to be Jenny in like Giles's fever dream.
I hate that we never saw that power. I hate that they just threw that in. We didn't know she could do that until literally this episode.
One of my notes is like, how many powers does this bitch have? Like she got Kendra. She killed Kendra by getting Kendra to like just stare into her eyes and then slit her throat.
James looked so worried. You looked so worried when she was about to die. Like you were like your mouth was in a little frown. But
oh, Kendra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you had to have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But the
thing
with Drusilla, I wish the actress playing Jenny would have done What's-Her-Face's cadence.
Yes.
Drusilla's cadence. So then it's like, we know Drusilla's doing this. Mm-hmm. And
I think you're
just
expecting a lot much more acting than she could have offered us. Like the character of Jenny was great. Like her story was great, but I don't know that the actress was like the bee's knees.
Well,
she was certainly no Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She's never coming on the podcast either. We've isolated so many people working on this show.
Sorry.
Seth Green.
I love Seth Green.
I think the only person we haven't objectified.
Okay, hold on.
And
I'll fix it. Sarah Michelle Gellar could nut on my face.
Okay. It's even Stevens now.
Yeah, so now she, hey, if you want to come on my face, come on the show. And there it goes again.
But in that same scene, I wanted her to do Drusilla's cadence, or at least like towards the end. Like,
yeah.
I think that it would have faded into her, the way that she talks. I think that really would have brought it all together. But then Giles would have had more. Like, I expected Giles to trick her back. Like, I didn't think that thing about Angel's blood would be, like, solid.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to trick her into killing Angel to get the thing open. But then it turned out to be true. And I was like, but you knew that bitch was dead. You knew she was dead. And, like, the only sort of continuity or follow-up that we get from that is when Xander goes to save him. And he's like, this is a trick. You're just showing me, you know, whatever I want to see. And Xander's like, well, why would you see me? And he's like, you're right. But like, I don't know. I wanted more from that scene also.
Yeah.
Drusilla as Jenny essentially just tells him like, hey, I mean, at least if you die, we can finally fuck. So like, that's cool. You finally get some pussy.
And she told him we'll finally be together.
But I think that he had been tortured for so long that he didn't care anymore.
I guess.
Well, guys, one more note from everyone.
What?
And then we get into trivia.
I once had some leather pants like the ones Angel is wearing. But kudos to him for being able to fight that whole fight in those pants.
Oh, the fight scene. So many times you could clearly see the stunt double's face.
Like Ray Romano and like
A blonde
woman fighting. Yeah.
It was bad.
Ellen DeGeneres, but with long hair. I don't know. I couldn't think of nobody.
A final point from me is during the scene where Willow, Cordelia, and Oz are doing this ritual to put the soul back into Angel, Willow is the only person who is affected by the magic. And typically in rituals, anyone who is performing the ritual would also be affected. So I understand that this is segueing or well, it's tying back into when they were telling Willow not to do it because channeling that kind of magic will change you. And I get that. But even if it was minor because Oz and Cordelia's roles were minor, something would have happened to them also.
So this is foreshadowing what she'll be in the future, I'm guessing.
If Buffy knew that she had to kill Angel, how come she ain't just let the demon keep his mouth open a little bit and just fuck him one more time real quick? Like, they maybe had time for, like, fingering or something, like some 69.
I don't think
so,
because that, like, thing kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
So, like, a quick sucky.
But if he would have breathed out, it would have sucked the whole world in.
Okay, but then push him in, like, as you're doing the last,
but then,
like,
it would be too late.
Fine. You said that Willow did a really fucked up thing by giving his soul back. Did you write that down?
Yes.
So Willow didn't do a fucked up thing. When she's in the hospital, she tells them, I want to try again. Xander, go tell Buffy I'm going to try again.
Oh.
When Xander finds Buffy, he says, Willow told me to tell you kick his ass. It's Xander that did the fucked
up
thing.
Okay, yep.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Okay, so Xander fucked up three times.
The reason somebody asked, like, why they couldn't just stab the stone thing.
I did.
The reason that it's a continuity thing, because Angel says when he's talking about it, the last time someone tried to summon this demon, as soon as the demon's mouth opened, the summoner was stabbed and pushed into it, and that was the only way to save the world. So the summoner has to be stabbed and pushed in order to stop the demon from sucking the world in.
I thought it was you just had to stab the demon.
No, because I mean, the demon is made of stone and, like,
oh, I thought he gets up and starts moving around.
My favorite line from this episode is when Spike says, Drusilla tackles him to stop him from hurting Angel. He says, I don't want to hurt you, baby. And then Drusilla rushes him again. He punches her, knocking her out, and says, that doesn't mean I won't. All right.
Let's get into this trivia, guys. Just like last season finale, we're doing it again.
I've got a season two quiz for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's open book?
No, last one wasn't open book either. No. Close that book, James.
Oh, I mean.
Close that.
It doesn't matter. None of this is color coded.
Goddamn book.
Where is the cover to your notebook?
Oh, it fell off. And which is crazy because I'm so you guys are just throwing this around, bending it like crazy. And somehow mine's the one when I'm so delicate with it.
It's 45 questions and a bonus question for you
God.
All.
45.
Yeah. All right. Question number one. In When She Was Bad, Willow spells a word and Xander mispronounces it. What word is it? A, bitch. B, slut. C, monster. Or D, giant.
I think it's slut. Wait, what episode is this?
The very first episode of the season, When She Was Bad.
When She Was Bad. No, bitch.
Yeah, it has to be bitch.
Okay. Because they were so...
But I think I'm thinking of it because Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is the real B-I-C-T-H.
It's Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. It is. I'm sorry.
Final answer is A, bitch.
Bitch.
All right.
Lover, sinner, saint.
Question number two. How far into the first day of school does Xander say the Scoobies are before Giles mentions consulting his books? A, 9 minutes and 11 seconds. B, 14 minutes. C, 8 minutes and 33 seconds. Or D, 20 minutes.
I guess 20.
B.
Wait, what was B?
14 minutes.
Was there any others that had seconds involved?
A was 9 minutes and 11 seconds. B was 14 minutes. C was 8 minutes and 33 seconds. And D is 20 minutes.
You want to know? I'll go B. These ones are a lot harder than the first quiz.
You guys are both going to go with B, 14 minutes.
Maybe it was that eight with the seconds. Ooh, I don't know.
C?
I don't know.
Your final answer?
No,
let's
do B.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay, question number three. What is the name of the girl dragged from her grave in Some Assembly Required?
Oh my fucking Christ.
A, Marcy. B, Meredith. C, Melissa. Or D, Marie.
Marcy.
Marcy was the invisible bitch.
Was it?
Marcy was the invisible bitch. I'm almost positive.
Was there a Meredith?
Marcy. B, Meredith. C, Melissa. Or D, Marie.
What? No, I think it might be Melissa.
I'm very surprised I got Marie right, because I always read the word Marie as Mary.
I'm going to go with Meredith.
All right, Meredith.
B, Meredith is your final answer?
I don't think we have to agree. You can pick your own.
No, you have to agree.
Yeah, we have to agree. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I feel bad.
Or you'd have to, like, rock, paper, scissors it out.
Oh, okay.
It just... Oh, no. I was thinking it was an older person. Yeah, let's go yours.
Meredith?
Wait, right. No, but it's... That's an older person name.
A, Marcy. B, Meredith. C, Melissa. Or D, Marie.
I say Melissa.
Okay, let's go with Melissa.
Melissa.
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors for it?
Yeah, let's rock, paper, scissors. Okay. Best one out of one.
Okay.
And we'll do rock, paper, scissors, and we go on shoot.
Okay, James is rock, paper, scissoring for C, Melissa, and Anissa is rock, paper, scissoring for B, Meredith.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both pick scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both pick paper. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
We both pick scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No, okay. We're going...
B, Meredith?
Yeah. I picked rock and Anissa picked paper.
Question number 4. Finish the phrase from brothers Daryl and Eric in some assembly required.
Fuck.
Third and long, seconds to go. Where do you throw? A, number 1, Daryl's gonna run. B, number 8, Daryl won't be late. C, number 6, Daryl couldn't miss. Or D, number 5, Daryl's gonna drive.
A, I have no, A sounded the most flowy.
What is the first part?
Third and long, seconds to go. Where do you throw?
Third and long. So you have to, so it's third down. They have to throw it far to make the touchdown. So what are the?
A, number 1, Daryl's going to run. B, number 8, Daryl won't be late. C, number 6, Daryl couldn't miss. Or D, number 5, Daryl's going to drive.
Okay, so where do you throw? It can't be missed because he's not going to kick it.
Or he would just miss. He would miss by not catching it.
No, I don't like what you said. That made my process of elimination harder. So
I just want to say A to get on to the next question.
But that one's he's going to run?
Yeah, because I mean
he's
going
to run and catch it?
Or like he catches it and then he runs to get the touchdown.
Well, no, if he's throwing it, then he can't catch it.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Let me explain. Daryl says third and long, seconds to go. Where do you throw? Eric then says either A, number 1, Daryl's going to run, B, number 8, Daryl won't be late, C, number 6, Daryl couldn't miss, or D, number 5, Daryl's going to drive.
We can go with A.
Just
final answer is A?
That's such a long-winded question to read out loud. And you're reading it so quickly.
Do you want me to say all of them?
No.
I need a whiteboard, perhaps.
No.
Okay,
a.
Charlie Day.
A.
Lisa said, so here's why. Because, okay, so it's third and down. A is your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Number 5. As of some assembly required, how old is Angel? A, 146. B, 241. C, 288. Or D, 514.
Okay, so it's one of the 200s because they said that he had been a vampire for so long. So whatever it is plus however many years. Could you repeat the two 200 numbers?
B, 241, I'm so sorry. Or C, 288.
I think it's the B.
241?
Yeah.
Yes.
Final answer?
That.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys start telling me if it's your final answer.
Okay.
All right. Question 6. Per school hard, Buffy says it was never proven that she burned down Henry. The fire marshal said it could have been what? A, fireworks. B, matches. C, mice. Or D, a combusted cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mice.
Yeah, I think mice. Final answer.
C, mice. Number 7. Buffy asks Spike who he is. He says she'll find out on the day he kills her. Which day is that? A, Thursday. B, Tuesday, C, Monday, or D, Saturday.
I think because it was released on Tuesdays, it would be... No.
Thursday.
I remember you telling me it's cool because the episodes were released. I think you said this. Were released on Tuesdays. So it was cool that it would be later.
You guys
want
me to read the days again?
Yeah.
A, Thursday. B, Tuesday. C, Monday. Or D, Saturday. What day does he say she'll find out on?
Tuesday.
No, Tuesday is the day that they're released. So if it's later, then it's not on the Tuesday.
I mean, canonically, it's not always Tuesday, like in the series.
I thought it would either be Thursday. Well, I thought it was Thursday because I think Thursday is just my favorite day.
Let's go Thursday.
A, Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Final. You don't need to ask us if it's final. If
well,
we both
I asked
say
you all to
A.
tell me and you won't. Finish this quote from Spike. You were my sire, man. You were my A, Gandhi, B, Yoda, C, Oprah, or D, father.
Yoda.
Could it be Yoda?
I think that Spike is a lot more in the now than...
No, I think it was father because TC made a stink about we've never established him being his father, right? TC has a game face on poker of the style.
No, my lip really itches. I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't see it. That part's...
Oh, I'm doing like this. I'm scratching my lip with my bottom teeth.
I think it's father.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Or no, it might be Gandhi. I'm going father. Yeah, let's rock it out.
All right. Okay. Anissa's rock, paper, scissors, and for B, Yoda. James is rock, paper, scissors, and for D, father.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah, I won okay. with a rock.
All right.
I think it's Yoda, James. When you read it back, you'll read us the correct answer.
Yeah, I mean, that's assuming you guys got any wrong.
Okay. All right.
Tommy. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if we've gotten any right so far is more my concern.
I think the bitch one, we are absolutely correct.
Usually but bitch Willow? So hard.
Willow with bitch?
In Inca Mummy Girl, we meet Oz and his bandmates. What is the lead singer's name?
Oh,
A. Dude, fuck this trick. Why is it 45 fucking questions?
I mean, I'm assuming because there are 22 episodes.
Okay,
A. Evan, B. Kyle, C. Devin, or D. Ryan?
Devin.
Devin.
All right. Fine.
Yes.
Wish y'all would just say it.
This is terrible radio, I think. I don't know.
Question 10. Xander shows Ampata a soft snack food. Which one
Twinkies.
Is...
Twinkies.
Yes, Twinkies.
If you ever cut me off again...
Twinkies.
Twinkies.
That one were... That was season 2. Man...
I know
we've
got
been
that
doing
one,
this
right?
for so long.
I know.
In Reptile Boy, Buffy is invited to a frat party by Cordelia. What fraternity is it?
No! No! Okay, what are the
options?
I
think once I hear them, I'll know.
A, Omega Psi Phi. B, Kappa Delta Alpha. C, Delta Zeta Kappas. Or D, Sigma Gamma Rho.
Well, it can't be the first one or the last one.
It could have been Omega Psi Phi.
No, because those are real orgs, so they couldn't use it on TV. What are the two middle ones?
Kappa Delta Alpha or Delta Zeta Kappas. I'm sorry, I said them wrong. I'll say them again. B, Kappa Delta Alpha or C, Delta Zeta Kappas.
Kappa Delta Alpha, KDA, or what's the second one?
Delta Zeta Kappas.
DZA.
Don't be afraid to help, James.
I think it's B, just because it has alpha in it, and that means you're the top dogs.
Let's go with B.
Final answer.
Damn.
God.
You guys are mean. All right. Question 12. What high school does the girl who jumped from a window go to? A, Kenwood Academy. B, Kent Academy. C, Keller Academy. Or D, Court Academy.
Keller.
Yeah, that one. Final answer.
You guys
answer.
Aren't even trying anymore. You're literally just guessing.
I couldn't tell you.
Question 13. What does Cordelia's license plate say?
Oh.
A, Queen B. B, Mean C. C, Cordy C. Or D, Queen C.
Queen C?
It's not Cordy C. Yeah, Queen. I remember visually seeing it, and I think I wrote it down. Yeah, let's go Queen C.
It just seems, you know.
Because I was like, oh, I bet that's a trivia question.
It can't be Queen B. That's Beyonce.
I mean, well,
this
back
was 1997.
1980s, and just, rock and roll.
Is D y'all final answer? I'm sorry. I just really thought, okay. It's just crazy how y'all won't tell me. Question number 14. When the Scoobies lose their memory in Halloween, what year does Buffy think it is? A, 1775. B, 1865. C, 2005. Or D, 1705.
1865 because she thinks she's... No. It would be the one before because she thinks she's the time when girl from first season...
Would you like me to read them again?
No. What's the first one?
1775.
Yes, because in the most recent episodes we watched, when we were flashing back to Angel, that's when he got turned. And that's, remember she saw the person who I think turned him in a book and she had that long flowing dress and she was like, oh, that's who Angel used to like?
He sees, she sees Drusilla in the book, not Darla.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I thought she saw a flowy dress.
That's
she
the one that he
the
drove
store.
Crazy.
He's so in the book Drusilla. That she sees where Angel is, I'm sorry, not Angel, Giles is like, he took a particular liking to this girl. He's talking about Drusilla. Drusilla is in the book.
Wait, then Drusilla is in like a ball gown?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she got turned a long time ago.
Yeah, but then, she wouldn't have been in that outfit because she wasn't dressed like that. Was she of a noble family?
I think that like after she was turned, maybe they were all like fancy dressers.
Oh,
you guys want me to read the numbers
18,
again?
18, whatever.
Yeah, I guess right. 18. That
is B, 1865. Your
yes,
final answer.
Final answer.
Yes, it is our final answer. Yes.
Are you guys
is.
Not enjoying this? Question 15. During the fight in the Summers home, Soldier Xander gives orders for Cordelia to follow him and Buffy to follow Angel. Buffy says she doesn't want to go with Angel. She prefers the guy with what? A, muscles. B, a beret. C, a musket. Or D, a necklace.
A musket.
What was the first one?
A, muscles.
Muscles. I think it's muscles because she was switched back to that long time ago. Back then, I don't think there would have been...
muskets?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were.
Unless it was the 1700s. No, 1700s there would have been. I think it's muscles. Are we going to have to rock paper it?
It's a musket. He had a gun.
I'm going muscles.
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Yep. It's a musket. Okay.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang it.
I win!
She won with paper.
All right.
Damn, I hope I'm right.
Question 16. What is the name of the friend Buffy introduces in Lie to Me? A, Billy Ford. B, Billy Forward. C, Billy Fordham. Or D, Ethan Rain.
Billy Ford.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer. God damn it. If we are both in agreement, it's a final answer.
Question 17, snazzy boy.
Oh my God, it's 17. In the Juggalos.
In the Dark Age, we learn Giles and his old friends are tattooed with the mark of what? A, Igon. B, Bygones. C, Akon. Or D, Minagon.
Igon.
Yeah, Igon. Again, I can't.
Final answer.
Enough.
Question 18. What was the name of the bar owner Angel went to for answers in What's My Line Part 2? A, Billy. B, Millie. C, Willie. Or D, Sean.
Willie. Final answer.
Thank you. True or false? There are 34 churches in Sunnydale.
True.
Yeah, true. Final answer. Why would you pick one with so many questions?
You guys are so hate-filled.
I haven't said anything.
Question 20. Ted makes two kinds of food. One is cookies. What is the other? A, brownies. B, pancakes. No. C, pizza bagels. Or D, soufflés.
Pizza bagels. Jinx. Final
countdown.
Final countdown. True or false? In the fight scene in the graveyard during Ted, Ginny accidentally stabs Giles with a stake.
False,
because she shoots him with a crossbow. Mm-hmm. Jinx.
Final answer. We're on a roll, James.
Question 22. In Bad Eggs, we meet two cowboy vampires named Lyle and Tector. What? A, Gorch. B, Simmons. C, Harris. Or D, March.
Gorch.
Terrible mistake. It's Gorch?
Yeah.
Okay,
that one I'm quite confident on because TC has in the podcast multiple times told me their names and I don't give a shit.
Okay.
They were one characters that were on the worst episode of the season.
Okay, man. Damn. Final answer?
Yeah.
Question 23. We're halfway there, y'all.
Fuck off.
Halfway there.
Is that BTR? Big Time Rush?
How do you know that song? You know Big Time Rush? Oh, it was Living on a Prayer. Oh, she got us. Question 23. In Surprise, we learn Ginny's real name. What is it? A, Yana. B, Lana. C, Ginny. Or D, Anya.
Yana.
I thought it was D, but you want to know, I don't want to rock, paper, scissors, whatever Anissa said.
It's Yana.
Final answer?
I'm actually very, very confident on that. Yes, final answer.
Question number 24. We're at the halfway mark, y'all. What is Buffy's birthday? A, May 25th.
Nope.
B, July 26th. C, January 19th. Or D, November 21st.
The January 19th. Final answer. TC keeps raising their eyebrows at us.
That's because y'all won't say final answer. 25. Innocence marks the move of Buffy the Vampire Slayer to what day? A, Friday. B, Tuesday.
Tuesdays. Final answer. Write it
final
down.
Final answer.
Baby.
You don't even want to hear the other one?
No.
What are they?
Monday or Wednesday?
No, Tuesdays.
You sure?
Yes. You've 26. Told me this.
What weapon were the Scoobies originally scripted to kill the judge with? A, a scythe. B, a piano. C, a bomb. Or D, a tank.
Remember? A tank. Yes, you told us
this. Yeah, you told us that.
But it was too expensive. Final answer.
Correct.
In Phases, we're told Oz's little cousin's name. What is it? A, Jordy. B, Gordon. C, Maury. Or D, Daniel.
Jordy, because I remember thinking, is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordy, final answer.
Question number 28. How many wolves has Kane killed?
It's not multiple questions.
It is not.
Is it 14?
Yeah, let's go 14.
Oh, no. No, I could be wrong, James. Is it 6?
No, it's let's go, because he had a full necklace. So it would have been more than 6.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 29.
Did you write this?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it because it was your birthday that you put in there. Oh, there were a few. There were some tells.
I just thought you'd like it more.
No, I mean, there are so many.
There are 2 to 3 questions per episode.
Detailed questions.
Okay, I'll cut down. I couldn't find a good quiz for season 2.
But the reason why I knew is because you have specifically told us some things.
Yeah,
like
some
the
of them
days.
I've just said several times so that when we got here, you would know it. Question number 29. You have not done well for some of them. Question number 29. True or false? In Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, we learn Angelus got the heart he gave Drew Scylla from a schoolboy.
Where's the question?
Okay, true or false? In Bewitched, Bothered, Bewildered, we learn Angelus got the heart he gave Drusilla from a schoolboy.
I think that's false, unless it's more specific. No, that wasn't the toddler.
Oh no, that's Penny Dreadful.
She's not even watching the show no more.
I was like, was it a toddler? But that's a different show.
Let's go false.
Let's go false. Final answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question number 30. Which goddess does Amy call on to turn Buffy into a rat?
Hecate!
A, Diana. B, Freya. C, Hecate. Or D, Isis.
It's Diana. I take it back.
Yeah, Diana.
Because
I got mad
because it was supposed to be the other one.
Final answer?
Yes.
Final answer.
I did say final answer that time.
Yeah, question number 31. In Passion, before her untimely death, what does Jenny buy to hold Angel's soul? A, the Urn of Osiris. B, the Orb of Thessala. C, the Mark of Igon. Or D, a paperweight.
Orb of Thessala.
It could be both B and D, but we'll go B.
The actual name for it.
B, baby.
Dickhead.
You're the dickhead for doing so many questions.
We're literally almost done. Question 32. Fill in the blank. Angel leaves Willow 2 envelopes, one with her fish on a string and another with what? He leaves 2 envelopes in Willow's house.
Oh, it's the fish on the string and it's a picture of... No, it's not the picture. He wrote something because I was like, damn, he has childish handwriting. What did he write, James?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, he wrote...
He wrote her a it's a letter with written word on it.
He threatened her.
He wrote her a threat.
Yeah,
so you ready to take down?
He wrote a threat.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Unless it was the picture of Joyce.
Well, I'm sorry, you said final answer.
Okay, sorry.
Damn, that sucks. You said final answer.
Was it the picture of Joyce?
Question number 33.
No, that would have been Buffy.
In Killed by Death, we learn that when she was 8, Buffy used to pretend to be what superhero? A, Superwoman. B, The Slayer. C, Power Girl. Or D, The Undertaker. Anissa did not see this episode.
Yeah. I'm going to go with A.
No, because Supergirl is a thing, but Power Girl, I don't believe.
Power Girl is Tavia's story about trying to beat up Mac. So I know that
okay.
I know that one.
Then, yes. Wait, what was, it was Supergirl?
A, Superwoman. B, The Slayer.
Oh, Superwoman. Yes, Superwoman.
A, final answer?
I thought it was Supergirl, as in the DC property.
Question 34. What does Durkindestad mean?
Slower,
on
please.
What episode is this?
Durkindestad, Killed by Death. This one's on you unless Anissa knows German.
I took German for 9 years.
She took German for 9 years.
There is the. Kinder is children. What's the last one?
Durkindestad.
Oh, the children death. The child death. It's the guy, like that is his name. Yes. Thank you so much.
Final answer.
Yes. Unless it's sickness, but no, I'm pretty sure it's death. Yeah.
Question number 35. And I Only Have Eyes for You, we learn James killed Grace in what year? A, 1955. B, 1965. C, 1956. Or D, 1995.
Who are James and Grace?
Why the fuck did you put 250s in there? God damn it. I was like, okay, there's only 150, only 150. You dick.
damn.
Let's go 55. Final answer?
Final answer. I gotta leave these to you.
Question 36. Willow finds a necklace Jenny left with what kind of healing stone on it? A, obsidian. B, jasper. C, rose quartz. Or D, tiger eye.
Rose quartz.
What color was
final
it?
Final answer.
Why would I tell you what color answer. It was?
Because then I would know what stone it was.
Question number 36. In Go Fish, the swimmers have just won what? A, the state semifinals. B, sectionals. C, the championship. Or D, the playoffs.
God damn it, because I think they were going to state semifinals, but the only thing I remember is state semifinals. So Let's go with that. You were somewhat in the room for that, maybe.
I don't think it's. I think it's sectionals because it's sectionals, semifinal. What are the four options?
I will not be able to tell you that.
Championship.
Oh, you mean the
yeah,
answers?
Yeah, no.
Oh, sorry. The state semifinals. B, sectionals. C, the championship. D, the playoffs.
Okay, so it goes sectionals.
No, but I think they
playoffs,
won
semifinal championship.
I think they won the semifinals, and what's his face Snyder was saying
they want to win the championship.
Yeah, so I think it's state semifinals.
Okay,
semifinals, let's do that.
Final answer.
God, I hope so. It's the only thing I remember them saying.
Question number 38. After the coach dies, Xander says he has a makeup chem test at 3, and what with the team at 5 p.m. A, a D&D tournament. B, a swim meet. C, plasma transfusions. Or D, a Scooby meeting.
Plasma transfusion, final answer. I was hoping you'd also say final answer. We'd be so in sync.
Question number 39. What year was Liam sired? A, 1802. B, 1753. C, 1600. Or D, 1775.
Wait, who is Liam? Holy shit. We're in sync.
What episode?
Oh, I'm sorry. Becoming Part 1.
What?
Liam.
Who the fuck is Liam? What are the dates?
Sorry. A, 1802. B, 1753. C, 1600. Or D, 1775.
1753.
That's the one we're going with. Final answer.
Question number 40. What is the name of the person narrating
Jesus
the beginning
Christ.
Of Becoming Part 1? A, listener. B, Eric. C, Angel. Or D, Whistler.
I thought it was Oz.
Damn, bro. I thought it was Angel.
Then Angel.
But it could be Whistler because Whistler's apparently observing everything that's happening.
Yeah, let's go Whistler.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought it was fucking Oz. I was on your fourth one, I was going to say Oz, thinking we would sync up. Yeah, that.
I don't know.
Wait, what were the options?
A, listener. B, Eric. C, Angel. Or D, Whistler.
I'm going to go with Whistler because you put listener to try to throw us off, so it has to be because it's the same name. Or is it Angel? Oh my God. Final answer.
Are you sure?
No, I think it might be. I could have swore it was fucking Oz.
It wasn't Oz because Oz is not. Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not like, oh, gotcha.
Oh, but he didn't have that annoying ass accent. So it has
to
be Angel.
Yes, it has
to
be Angel. Yeah, Angel.
Oh, thank God.
Final answer.
Yes, final answer.
Oh, man.
Question number 41. How many people were killed in Becoming Part 1? Human people.
In Becoming Part 1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Kendra.
The Vampire Slayer. Who else died? Nope, that was the Fish Boys.
I think it's just Kendra because there weren't any police officers that were killed because...
The bitch that caught fire, though. He had turned
human
her
people.
To...
Human people.
Oh.
I think just one.
If you need any answer.
Is that our final?
I can't think of anybody else, so I'm going to say final answer.
Yeah.
These are very detailed questions.
Question number 42. What is the name of the demon Angelus is trying to wake up?
One quick thing. That was not a compliment.
Question number 42. What is the name of the demon Angelus is trying to wake up? The big stone thing.
Oh, this is not multiple choice?
No, ma'am.
Fuck off.
Why?
They said it like 6,000 times.
Oculus. I know it's not right,
no,
but...
No, it didn't have to do with an eye.
We're not doing plugs after this.
That's fine. You mad as hell, huh?
I thought this was going to be under an hour. That's why I said at 45 we started. Oh, my God. Just the demon of Maleficent. That's what I'm going with.
Are you referring to Maleficent?
Yeah, there's no way I can pull this.
It starts with an A. And ends with an A.
Armageddon.
Is that you all's final answer?
I don't know. Like Archuleta, like David.
Okay.
Just do a slash.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't know.
Our final answer is B.
Question number 43. What instrument does Spike say Buffy plays in her and Spike's fake band? A, guitar. B, triangle. C, piano. Or D, piccolo.
The guitar.
Oh, I thought it would have been triangle.
Nope. She plays the guitar.
Then
and he
why
sings.
Would Grace believe this? Buffy is never around with a fucking guitar. Yeah, let's go
Maybe
guitar.
You're right. Maybe it's the triangle then. Guitar seemed the most sensible if you have a
you
band.
Know what? Nope. Because then Grace asks, well, what do you play then if she's playing
and
the
he
triangle?
Says he sings.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, then it's funny that there's a triangle player and a singer and that's it. I'm saying triangle. If you want to. All right. rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yes, I win with rock.
She had paper.
No, I had scissors.
Damn, bro.
Because Grace at least knows she doesn't play the guitar.
Grace didn't know she was a Slayer for 2 years. So, no, I don't think she's that observant.
Question number 44. Fill in the blank. During the confrontation with Joyce, Buffy says, quote, I would love to be upstairs watching TV or gossiping about boys or God, even what?
Studying.
Yep, studying. Final answer.
Question number 45. When Xander leaps out of the wooded area and runs into Buffy, what weapon does he have? A stake.
A rock.
Rock.
Final answer.
Bonus question. In Passion, Angelus leaves roughly 10 things at Giles's house. For 1 point each, name five. Or, I mean, name as many as you want.
Roses.
Yes.
Champagne.
Yes. I mean, calendar.
Jenny.
A picture of calendar.
That's four. Does the ice bucket that the champagne is in count?
Yeah.
Ooh, with the champagne, like, flutes.
Yeah, let's do both of those as well.
All right.
So we're at six.
So there were actual flowers. There was rose petals. Was there a...
Oh, and well, there was also a letter to say, hey, I'm waiting upstairs.
Yes, the sexy letter.
I really hope you counted calendar as one.
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, I'm just going with that.
All right, give me 1 second.
All right.
Tavia is now calculating how well we did on this.
I think it's
very,
how,
very long.
I'm going to guess we got 50% and most of them
you
are from the back.
50%?
Yes.
I would give us a little more than 50%. I'd go maybe 65.
That first half, I think we straight up bombed.
Oh, for sure. I think the first like maybe 10 questions, we might have got one right.
Yeah.
Of 45 regular questions, you got 29 correct.
Okay. Oh.
And of 10, you got 8. The only two you were missing were the candle on the stairs and the music he left playing.
Oh,
the candle and the music.
Nice.
All right, let's see which ones
we
you guys got wrong. Nicely done, guys. Okay, question number 2. How far into the first day of school are the Scoobies before Giles mentions consulting his books? You
eight
all
minutes.
Said 14 minutes. It was C, 8 minutes and 33
I
seconds.
I fucking knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Okay.
Question number 4. Finish the phrase from brothers Daryl and Eric. Third and long, seconds to go.
Drive.
Where do you throw? You all said number 1, Daryl's going to run. It was number 5, Daryl's going to drive.
Fucking knew. I need to just trust myself from now on.
Number 7. Buffy asks Spike who he is. He says she'll find out on the day he kills her. You all said he said that day was Thursday.
Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Dang it.
Because that's
Slayers.
When they always fucking go to the bronze.
Question number 8. Finish this quote. You are my sire, man. You are my, you all rock, paper, scissors. James won and said it was father. It was in fact B, Yoda.
Damn
I fucking
it.
Told
that's
you.
So stupid.
And we talked about that a lot on that episode.
We did?
Question number 11. In Reptile Boy, Buffy is invited to a frat party by Cordelia. Which fraternity is it? You all said it was Kappa Delta Alpha. It was Delta Zeta Kappas.
Was that C?
That's C.
It was C.
Dang it.
Question 12. What high school does the girl who jumped from a window go to? It was, you all said C, Keller Academy. It was B, Kent Academy. But to be fair, by that point, it kind of seemed like you all had given up.
Also, they all sounded alike.
They were all K, like.
Yeah, thank you.
I knew it wasn't Kenwood because that's a Chicago high school.
Ow. Question number 14. When the Scoobies lose their memory in Halloween, what year does Buffy think it is? You all said B, 1865. It was A, 1775. Question 16. What is the name of the friend Buffy introduces in Lie to Me? You all said it was Billy Ford. It was C.
Fordham?
Billy Fordham.
Dang it.
Okay. All right.
Question number 19. True or false? There are 34 churches in Sunnydale. You all said that was true. It's false. There are 43. You guys didn't think that was funny? I just flipped it around. That's funny.
So quirky. Also, that's too many fucking churches for one town.
Question number 28. How many wolves has Kane killed? He says that Oz would make him a dozen. You all said it was 14. He has killed 11.
Dang it.
Damn.
Question number 30. What goddess does Amy call on to turn Buffy into a rat? You all took Anissa's idea and said it was Diana. It was, in fact, Hecate.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck. So which episode was it where they got it wrong?
No, Diana was...
You said that it should have been Diana.
No. It should have been Hecate. But in one of the episodes,
like you got it wrong.
I remember being upset because they called on a specific goddess and it's the wrong one.
Hey, keep going,
Question
DC.
Number 32. Fill in the blank. Angelus leaves Willow 2 envelopes, one with her fish and another with what? You all said it was a note with a threat. After you all had said final answer, James said it was a picture of Joyce and that is the correct answer.
God damn it. I thought that was left with Buffy, but...
Question number 33. In Killed by Death, we learned that she was 8. Buffy used to pretend to be what superhero? You all said X... I'm sorry, you all said A, Superwoman. You were going to say Power Girl, but Anissa said that I used to be Power Girl. That was also incorrect. I used to be
Fighter Girl,
and you said Power Girl.
God damn it.
Question number 40. What was the name of the person narrating the... What was the name of the person narrating the beginning of Becoming Part 1? You all said C, Angel. It was in fact D, Whistler.
Dang it.
Question number 41. How many people were killed in Becoming Part 1? Both the man who... The guy with the glasses who was excavating the tomb and Kendra were killed. Question number 42. What is the name of the demon Angelus is trying to wake up? I don't remember what y'all said, so I just put what the fuck. It was Akathla.
Yeah, I was never going to get that shit.
And question number 46, the only two you all missed were the music and there was a rose on the door.
Okay. What about the one I rock, paper, scissors? So there was one that...
You got question number 43 was what instrument does Spike say Buffy plays? Buffy says over Spike that she plays guitar. Spike says she plays triangle.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How'd you guys feel about that quiz?
It was way too long. Hey, guys, thank you very much for listening. Any last thoughts? I'm liking this show again.
I'm glad.
So you said it was...
Oh, my God.
Goddess Hecate, hear my cry. And then Xander grabbed the second time when she's going to curse Jenny. Xander grabs her face and says, will you stop with the Hecate?
Wasn't Diana the Amy's mom?
I don't know.
Why the fuck do I... Why do There's I know note, Diana?
Yeah, my note says Diana don't fuck with men like that. So at some point in time, she does call for Diana. Because at my
Is
last
when they're
note,
doing the spell to cause the curse? That Xander wanted?
I think so, because I was like, Xander's a man. Like, she's not gonna help him. And my last note is the magic use in this episode gives me a fuck. It gives me fucking stomach pain because it was wrong.
Hey guys, I've been James.
I've been Tavia.
And I've been Anissa.
And this has been What the Hell Mouth.
I felt good.
Na 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 na